can tell you this. There are few artists who, when you hear them sing, just absolutely tears at everything, every part of your being. And not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. I can tell you. Marvay just has one of those voices. I can remember the first time I saw him singing on stage at Shipping. Gosh, I can't tell you how many years ago. And he was singing something called A New Idea. And from there, we were talking. We had conversations. And fast forward, we're in 2020. And this man is still doing amazing things, amazing music, and amazing voice. And on the line, I have the pleasure of having a conversation with him this morning. Marvay. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cashy. Good morning. You just take me back to Shipping times, boy.
Listen.
Shipping times, boy. I remember the night that we went as a big group and had like a little bonfire on Sandy Beach afterwards, too. You remember the night? I will never forget the night.
Listen, I still want to get the tape. And who has the recording?
Yes, all the freestyling and going on, yes. That was a bonfire to remember. But morning, Cashy. Morning, all the VOB listeners. This is beautiful to connect with you all. No matter it's a rainy, rainy morning. But it's good to be putting out a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping that the world appreciates it because, you know, I just want to give some food, some medication, some meditation in your day. So I appreciate you giving me some time, Cashy, now to conversate with la people.
No, I mean, obviously, with the COVID situation, not as much music coming out, and the artists are very selective of the music that's put out.
Yes.
And you've chosen this as your, is this going to be just the first release, or is there more coming?
There's some more releases coming, yeah.
Okay.
But,
what's the significance behind this track? Why this one?
The significance really is, actually, this track was not created in the last few months during lockdown or anything like that. It was actually created for months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually recorded. I recorded like January, February. But it turns out that the lyrics were supposed to be towards the unity that we get on the road. The fact that we all live our separate lives, going to work and dropping kids to school, going to gas stations, supermarket, banks, et cetera, but we all convene on the road. So it's just really serendipitous, I should use that word, that Corona happened, and lines like that very first part of the verse where it says, see the light, I just swear I could see the light in this place, shining on my face, oh yeah. But there's the line now, I could try, not to shed a tear over what's taking place in this heavenly space, oh yeah. But again goes to, first chance, we go take it. So that is just, it worked out beautifully. I will admit that some members of the group were like, well, we can't put out, we want Crop Over to be happening to put out the song. And they were very valid in thinking that, you know. But for me, it was meant to be. It was very coincidental that the lyrics ended up having double, triple, quadruple meanings.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm very proud for it to come out now in 2020 summer. And I hope it just is able to feed as many people that want feeding.
You know, and you know, it, as you say, you know, it can have so many different meanings, and especially at a time like this year, what people do is they take the music and apply it to their own situations, and I think that's particularly what is going to happen with this song. And you know, it's one of those songs that's it's haunting. It's haunting, but you know, the acceptance of it is almost organic. You can't fight it.
Wow! You know, I'm always looking for your adjective. Anybody that telling me their opinions, my ears go prick, and I'm already just listening. And Cashy has been telling me his opinion for years.
Whether you want it or not.
I always want it. Is whether I agree or not. You know, sometimes you would have very good criticisms that I'd be like, you know what, you're right about that. I should have done that, or I should have done this, or that word could have been different if I wrote that word different, you know. But I'm always open. I am always wanting the opinion, because once it goes into Cashy's ears and Cashy's mind, or Curtis's ears or Curtis's mind, or whoever's soul, it becomes theirs. Mm-hmm. So I like to hear what you think about it. So I like that word haunting. That's the first time I get a haunting.
Mm-hmm. And haunting isn't always a bad thing. Yeah? So don't think horror movies or anything.
No.
On a very spiritual level, I think.
No, it really is for me too. I know you've given me an adjective that I can use for myself.
There you go.
Haunting.
Good on with it. Working once again with the Red Boys, I mean, it seems to be a match that continues to be made in heaven.
Uncle Scotty. Well, I can't say uncle. They're more like big brothers. Brother Halsmeyer and Brother Galt. Much beautiful morning to you in the beautiful rainy gloominess. Mm. And I hope you all are, you know, most likely at the studio starting to crack at some other gem, you know what I mean? But, they are, I honestly, and I don't just say it because I have been working with them now for 5-6 years, I really think that these Red Boys are, like, the best soca producers in the world. Like, their sound, if I think about the stuff that they've done for Barbados with Biggie Irie, with Stetson Wilshire, RPB, with Nikita, you know, Peter Ram, you know, you know, like, I could go on the Trinidadian stuff with Blacks and Patrice Roberts and, you know, they did stuff for Masha, they did stuff for Maxi Priest. So I just feel humble all the time that the men do stuff with me all the time, that they still have me signed to their, you know, as part of their actual Red Boys clan and family, and I appreciate that. Also, though, I have to big up the writers with me on the track, which will be the Seven Flags. Big up Jamal and Demri over in the Leeward Islands, and also big up the beautiful and enchanting vocals of Carice Phillips, who, I will tell you a quick story. Mm-hmm. Carice has become, she's a friend of mine in Trinidad, and she has become like a big writing partner. And the Thursday morning I was going out to cut the song, to record the song, I had a whole bridge that I was feeling, but I didn't know if I was quite connecting with it. And I trust her so much that driving down Rendezvous, I said, Carice, listen to this. I don't know if you like this, what you think about this. I got an idea, but throw an idea. She was already at work in Port of Spain, sitting down at her desk at work. And literally, she sang that, no frost. Frustrations, a destination, release all inhibitions. And I say, yep, one time. We're going with that. And I X mine out one time and went with hers because, I mean, I edited, you know, we edit and work together like chefs. One body put on the onions and the next body put on the cheese. But, I mean, she just knocked it out the park. So I must say respect to Red Boys, but also to the group of writers, the four of us that would have come together to create this energy for people.
Now, creating this energy and this vibe is something, obviously, everyone has their own approach to it. You are one of those artists who in recent times have not only released music for Crop Over, but you also had your carnival releases as well. Yes. Or are you of the thinking, you know, this is the time where we need to step away from just releasing for Crop Over, but beyond, and just think about year-round, year-round industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, right, there's so many avenues to what you just said. There is soca music that ready to drop in effect, that ready to drop on the road, and you hear and you hear something that driving you, and all you want to hear is soca-related lyrics and soca-related vibes. And then there's soca stuff that I guess a lot of people say my stuff is in, which is, it plays during the fair, or it might play on the road, but it can also play in a R&B or pop segment in December.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I think that Kesses have those, and Voices have those. And, you know, I pride myself on that it should be able to fit all formats. It should fit all demographics. It should fit all ages. You know, so to me, what is a world sound but just more people hearing what we're already doing? Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about Afrobeat in Africa, in Nigeria, when you think about reggae in Jamaica, they continue to do what they're doing, you know. And it is up to people. It is up to people from the other countries of the world, the other continents of the world, to appreciate it and buy into it. And what I've seen is that we all like the niche sounds of a specific area. So I would tell any soca creator out there, just continue to beef up your 808s and continue to slickly destroy those drum patterns and continue to have vocabulary and lyrics that is global, and you will be surprised we can be on top of the Grammys and top of the Billboard charts and whatnot. You know, there is room for everybody. So I am proud to be part of soca. Some people from, as you know, the shipping life that I was in before, who know that I was doing reggae, mm-hmm. at first was like, but you can't go and do that jump up music. You be singing, you know. But since you got me, I still want to lean on. The picture in my head is me and you holding on. And I was like, well, that can go into soca music too, you know. Uh-huh. And the Bob Marley can go into soca music too. Like, it is all soul music. It is all soul music. So I am proud to be part of it. Look at the views. You just got to look on the views. I was looking at Farmer Nappy hooking me last night. 14 million on YouTube. You can't tell me that ain't getting listened to by other parts of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. It spreads. It spreads.
It spreads. It spreads. So it's just about us continuing to enhance and just specialize the music for ears all over in China. Mm-hmm. Because they are going to like that we sound like ourselves. They are going to like that we don't sound like them. They're going to get enchanted, to use that word again, mm-hmm. by our specialness and come over here to we as opposed to we going over there to them.
I think that's very important. I know that we have all these avenues at our disposal. You know, we can only continue working to take it global. Winsome says good morning and she sends a lot of...
Winsome!
Jeez, on bread.
Sorry, Winsome. Thomas, I ain't see. Oh, Lord, I should call you for a government name for people. Really.
But you already did.
I already did.
Tracy in the UK says, he looks like an excited puppy on stage and sounds the same. Love his energy. All right, listen.
This is Tracy.
Dot
com Tracy.
No. This is a Tracy from the UK that's always in Barbados. You have seen her. Trust me, you've seen her. You may not have known it, sir, but you've seen her. But listen,
Tracy, I will take the excited puppy reference. That means that I am passionate about what I'm doing, and I love it for real, down into my bone marrow.
And you are very passionate, and we appreciate that. Marvin, we are going to have to set up another interview because this time has run away too quickly.
But thank you very much,
for the time, and thank you for the music, and continue with that enthusiasm that you've had through the years, yes?
And I want to thank you also for what you're doing, because it is people like you that have this power and this shift that just keep us driving, keep us working, keep us cooking, keep us just interested all the time and locked into the world. The radio will never, ever die, especially drive time, early morning, cashy, can get me going down the road. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Much love to everybody, and have a beautiful day. Don't mind it gloomy. It bright inside your soul. Laters.
Marvin, with that amazing energy, I tell you, man. What you see is what you get. That is no pretense. Marvin, thank you very much for that conversation.